بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. الحمد لله نحمده ونستعينه ونستغفره ونؤمن به ونتوكل عليه ونعوذ بالله من شرور أنفسنا ومن سيئات أعمالنا. من يهده الله فلا مضل له ومن يضلله فلا هادي له. ونشهد أن لا إله إلا الله ونشهد أن سيدنا وحبيبنا ومولانا محمدًا عبده ورسوله. أما بعد. Respected elders and dear brothers, as Muslims, as followers of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, we are repeatedly encouraged, we are advised, and we are repeatedly instructed, in fact, by both Allah and His Rasul sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, to exercise ihsan in everything we do and in every deed that we perform. إِنَّ اللَّهَ يَأْمُرُ بِالْعَدْلِ وَالْإِحْسَانِ. Allah instructs you to exercise ihsan. وَأَحْسِنُوا فَإِنَّ اللَّهَ يُحِبُّ الْمُحْسِنِينَ. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, exercise ihsan. Allah azza wa jal loves those who display and who exercise ihsan in all the deeds that they perform. Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam had said, إِنَّ اللَّهَ كَتَبَ الْإِحْسَانَ عَلَىٰ كُلِّ شَيْءٍ. Allah has prescribed for you that you should exercise and display and aim for ihsan in everything that you do. What is ihsan? Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam himself has defined the term ihsan for us when he said, أَن تَعْبُدَ اللَّهَ كَأَنَّكَ تَرَاهُ فَإِنْ لَمْ تَكُنْ تَرَاهُ فَإِنَّهُ يَرَاكَ. Ihsan is that you worship Allah as if you can see Allah. And even though you cannot see Him, فَإِنَّهُ يَرَاكَ. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala sees you and He watches you. So ihsan, if we are looking for a one-word translation of the word ihsan, it is to aim for excellence. Excellence in every deed that we perform. And in whatever we do for Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala and for the sake of Allah, we aim for excellence and we do it in the best possible way. And when considering the literal meaning of ihsan, ihsan means to beautify something, to make something good, to make something look beautiful. So ihsan is that deed wherein you have exercised excellence and you have presented it before Allah in the most beautiful form. Then Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam in a hadith has asked us and encouraged us to exercise what is known as itqan. So the one term is ihsan. The second is itqan. The hadith reported by Aisha radiallahu ta'ala anha, إِنَّ اللَّهَ عَزَّ وَجَلْ يُحِبُّ إِذَا عَمِلَ أَحَدُكُمْ عَمَلًا أَن يُتْقِنَ. Allah loves it. Allah loves it very much. That whenever one of you performs an act, they should exercise itqan in that act. What is itqan? Ulama explain, أداؤه على أكمل وجه. To present the deed, to fulfill the deed, and to perform the deed with the highest level of perfection. So ihsan, excellence with beauty, and itqan, there is perfection. Now if we were to understand, how do I combine all three in one deed? Let us take a simple example of charity. So how do I exercise ihsan in my charity? Ihsan in your charity is ikhlas. So you do it solely and only for the pleasure of Allah. You don't expect anything in return. Not even a thank you. Not even a jazakumullahu khayran. Innama nut'imukum liwajhi Allah. La nuridu minkum jaza'un wala shukura. Whether the recipient and the beneficiary of your charity expresses his gratitude or his thanks, or he does not do so, it doesn't bother you in the least. And you believe that you are more in need of the reward of the charity than the beggar is in need of the charity itself. Ihsan, ikhlas. Then ihsan also means to beautify it. So how do I beautify it? I've understood excellence in my charity. It means ikhlas. How do I beautify it and adorn it? You give the superior wealth. You give the best of your wealth. You give the wealth that is dear to you, that is beloved to you. Now you have beautified that act of charity. And what is itqan? How do I perfect it? you forget about it. You don't ever mention it. You don't speak about it. You don't remind the person of it. You don't even think about it. That is itqan. You have perfected it. You have aimed for excellence in it. And you have presented it to Allah in the most beautiful form. So we are repeatedly encouraged. And we are constantly required to aim for ihsan in everything we do, to aim for itqan, to present the deed that we perform in the best possible way, and to do so with excellence and to beautify it and adorn it. Now Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam has taught us practical steps for us to develop ourselves and for us to strengthen ourselves and for us to, you know, repeatedly and constantly strengthen ourselves so that we develop ourselves and our deeds to the level of ihsan and itqan. Practical steps, Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam says in the hadith, al-mu'minu al-qawi khayrun wa ahabbu ila Allah min al-mu'min al-da'if. The first part of the hadith, Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam categorized the believers into two categories. And he says that you have al-mu'minu al-qawi, the strong believer. Now there are different levels of strength or different areas of strength. And all those areas are intended over here, but in today's pre-khutbah talk, we want to focus on the spiritual strength. So al-mu'minu al-qawi, the strong believer, the one who has a strong spiritual connection with Allah, something we have been trying to develop and we have been trying to achieve during the month of Ramadan. That mu'min, Rasul sallallahu alayhi wa sallam says, is more beloved to Allah and is better than the second category. The second category, al-mu'minu al-da'if, the weak believer, the one who's weak. And the one who doesn't enjoy such a fantastic and such a wonderful relationship with Allah, he's spiritually weak. Now the Prophet ﷺ did not stop here. Had he stopped here, the strong believer, the one who's strong in his salah, who's strong in his dua, who's strong in his connection with Allah, when hearing this, it could create within him a sense of superiority. And he could feel that he's better than the one who doesn't do as much as he does. The one who prays the way he prays. The one who is as generous as he is. That's the first thing that could have happened had the Prophet ﷺ stopped at this point. The second thing is the weak believer, the one who's weak and who knows he's weak, and he knows he's not as good as the other person, he's not as good as a strong believer, it could discourage him. And he could say to himself that, well, I'm weak and that's it. He's better than me and he's more beloved in the sight of Allah than I am. But the Prophet ﷺ did not stop over here. He said, وَفِي كُلِّنْ خَيْرٍ. But there is khair, there's good, there's potential in every believer. Regardless of how weak you are, Rasul ﷺ says, there's khair within you, there's good within you. And this, the Prophet ﷺ says, for two reasons. Number one, to remind the strong believer that don't ever develop a sense of superiority over the weak believer. And number two, the Prophet ﷺ says this to encourage the weak believer that you have khair and you have good within you. And then the Prophet ﷺ encourages us and now gives us the practical steps that we need to take in order to become qawi, to become strong. You want to be in that category where you enjoy a strong and a good relationship with Allah. Number one, he says, احرص على ما ينفعك. You've identified your weakness, and you know where your weakness lies, whether it is in your salah, whether it is in your dua, whether it is in your relationship with Quran, whether it is in the way you treat your staff, whether it is in the way you treat your wife, whether it is in the way you interact with others, whether it is in your business practices and so on and so forth. You know where your weakness lies. So number one, identify the weakness. And we all are weak. Every one of us has certain weaknesses and we know our weaknesses better than everyone else. So identify the weakness, number one. Number two, ihris ala ma yanfa'uk. Get up and do something about it. Ihris. Chase every opportunity that will benefit you. Every opportunity that's going to help you eradicate and rid yourself of that weakness. Chase that opportunity. Ihris ala ma yanfa'uk. Get up and do something about it. Eagerly and actively pursue every such opportunity that's going to strengthen you and that's going to benefit you. If you know you have that weakness, do something about it. We go back 1,440 years. It was a Friday, 17th of Ramadan, the Battle of Badr. It was a Friday. Today is a Friday, the 17th of Ramadan. According to most historians, it was a Friday. Rasulullah SAW departed from Medina to Munawwara on the Monday. What was the opportunity? There was an opportunity. Rasulullah SAW tells the Sahaba, هَذِهِ عِيرُ قُرَيْشٍ فِيهَا أَمْوَالُهُمْ فَخْرُجُوا إِلَيْهَا لَعَلَّ اللَّهَ يُنْفِلُكُمُهُ. There was a trade caravan that was led by Abu Sufyan. And Rasulullah ﷺ tells them this trade caravan has within it all the investments, all the wealth of the high-ranking figures in Makkah al-Mukarramah and the other people of Makkah al-Mukarramah. It was a huge trade caravan. So there was an opportunity. إِحْرِصْ عَلَى مَا يَنْفَعُكَ. The opportunity to empower themselves economically. There was this opportunity. They were in a very bad financial and economic state, because the people of Makkah had looted their property and had stolen all their wealth. So Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam is presenting the opportunity to them. Here is an opportunity for us to develop ourselves, to improve ourselves financially, and to develop our economic state. Sahaba radiallahu ta'ala anhum sees the opportunity. This was the opportunity that they had seen in front of them. إِحْرِصْ عَلَى مَا يَنْفَعُكَ. The opportunity is there. Do something about it. Stand up and act. Proceed. March. The Prophet ﷺ planned to intercept the caravan of Abu Sufyan. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, behind this opportunity, had hidden within it another opportunity, greater than this opportunity. But they did not realize it at that point. وَتَوَدُّونَ أَنَّ غَيْرَ ذَاتِ الشَّوْكَةِ تَكُونُ لَكُمْ وَيُرِيدُ اللَّهُ أَن يُحِقَّ الْحَقَّ بِكَلِمَاتِهِ وَيَقْطَعَ دَابِرَ الْكَافِرِينَ. Allah had another plan. There was a greater opportunity hidden within this opportunity. So to them, at this point, the opportunity is what? Economic development. To strengthen ourselves economically and to improve our economic state and financial situation. Rasul sallallahu alayhi wa sallam proceeds. And we are quite familiar with the incident. The trade caravan of Abu Sufyan escapes unscathed, unharmed, untouched. But now Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam is faced with the army of Makkah al-Mukarramah. And now the opportunity has changed. It's a different opportunity. Now the opportunity is no more one for economic development and to improve the financial state. But now the opportunity is to strengthen the deen. Strengthen the relationship with Rasulullah. And that's what we are focusing on. Your spiritual connection, your spiritual relationship, your spiritual strength. So now the game plan has changed. And now the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam is presenting to them a different opportunity. Ashiru alayya ayyuhan nas. Ashiru alayya ayyuhan nas. Oh people, give me your suggestions. What do we do? Do we proceed? We have an army, a well-equipped, powerful army in front of us. What do we do? Ya Rasulullah, imdi lima arakallah. Fanahnu ma'ak. What did the Sahaba say? Proceed. Another opportunity, a great opportunity. إِحْرِصْ عَلَى مَا يَنْفَعُكَ. That's the first lesson we learned from Badr. Do not allow any opportunity to pass you by. Allah has blessed us with countless, innumerable opportunities in the month of Ramadan. It's the time for you to rise. You have a weakness. We all have weaknesses. You can't just sit and do nothing about it when Allah has given you the opportunity. إِحْرِصْ عَلَى مَا يَنْفَعُكَ. Sahaba says, O Nabi of Allah, proceed. In whichever direction Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala asks you to proceed, proceed. نحن معك. We are with you. ولا نقول لك كما قال بنو إسرائيل لموسى اذهب أنت وربك فقاتلا إنا هاهنا قاعدون ولكن اذهب أنت وربك فقاتلا إنا معكما مقاتلون. O Nabi of Allah, we will not say what Musa said to his, what the people of Musa said to him. They said to him, you go Musa. You and your Lord go and fight. We are sitting here. But we tell you, O Rasul of Allah, you proceed. Let Allah proceed along with you. You and Allah, the two of you proceed, we will proceed with you. A representative from the Ansar, he stands up and he says, وَالَّذِي بَعَثَكَ بِالْحَقِّ لَوْ إِسْتَعْرَضْتَ بِنَا هَذَا الْبَحْرَ ثُمَّ خُدْتُهُ لَخُدْنَاهُ مَعَكَ. O Nabi of Allah, if you were to take us to the ocean and you plunged into the ocean and you swam across the ocean, إِحْرِصْ عَلَى مَا يَنْفَعُكَ. If that's what it takes for us to chase the opportunity that's going to strengthen our relationship with Allah, we would have plunged in the ocean with you and swam the ocean with you. Seize the opportunity. Grab the opportunity. So that's the first step. We have the greatest season of worship at our doorstep. What greater opportunity to become strong, al-mu'minul qawi, to be part of that first category, to strengthen your relationship with Allah. So that's the first step, right? You've identified the weakness. The next step, identify the source of benefit. What's going to rid me of the weakness? Number two, Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam says, wasta'in billah. Don't ever rely on your effort, your energy, your piety, your knowledge, your religiosity. Get Allah on your side. You've identified now the direction you'd like to proceed in. You know what works for you. There was a youngster, mashallah, Allah has blessed him with a good occupation. So economically, mashallah, he's doing well, he's strong. Financially, he's strong. But he found that spiritually, he was weak. And he found some time to go out in the path of Allah Azza wa Jal. And he sends me a message while he's out in the way of Allah. And he says, this is the life, man. This works for me. He identified the opportunity and he sees the opportunity. You know what works for you. I'tikaf is such a great opportunity. If we can seize that opportunity, then give it all that you have. It is your opportunity to rise up in the month of Ramadan and grab that opportunity that makes you strong and takes you closer to Allah. Second step, but you can't do it on your own. You can't rely on your energy, your strength, your piety, your religiosity. Ista'in billah. Seek help from Allah. Look at Badr. Rasul sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, when they came to Badr, and when they arrived at Badr, Sahaba said, Ya Rasulullah, ala nabni laka arishan takunu fi. O Rabbi of Allah, let us build an arish for you. Let us build a shelter for you, so that you can remain within that shelter. Umar radiallahu ta'ala, the second step, ista'in billah. Get Allah on your side. Ask Allah to help you. If you are asking Allah to help you get closer to Him, will Allah not help you? When that is what Allah wants from you. So the important thing is, don't rely on yourself to do it on your own and to make it through on your own. If you do that, you'll run out of energy. Get Allah on your side and Allah will help you get to Him very, very efficiently and in no time at all. Umar radiallahu ta'ala anhu, he describes the scene in the Arish. Second step, ista'in billah. So they saw the opportunity, let's seize it. Step number two, ista'in billah. He says, istaqbala nabiyullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam al-qibla. He explains the scene. He said, the Rasul sallallahu alayhi wa sallam stood up, facing towards the qibla. Thumma madda yaday, and then he stretched his hand out to the heavens. Thumma ja'ala yahtif bi rabbi. And then he begged Allah, and he cried before Allah, and he pleaded, ista'in. Get Allah on your side. Don't rely on your strength, your energy. Speak to Allah. Raise your hands. These are days and nights and moments wherein Allah is waiting and to ask from Him. فَجَعَلَ يَهْتِفْ بِرَبِّهِ فَمَا زَالَ يَهْتِفْ بِرَبِّهِ Rasulullah kept on begging Allah. حَتَّى سَقَطَ رِدَاءُهُ عَنْ مَنْكِبَيْهِ His rida. Imagine the rida to be the upper piece of the ihram. His rida fell to the ground. فَقَامَ أَبُو بَكْرٍ Abu Bakr came. فَأَخَذَهُ He picked up the rida. فَأَلْقَاهُ عَلَى مَنْكِبَيْهِ He placed it on the shoulders of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. وَالْتَزَمَهُ مِنْ وَرَائِهِ He grabbed the Nabi of Allah from the back and he embraced him and said, كَفَاكَ مُنَاشَدَتُكَ رَبَّكَ Enough, Ya Rasul of Allah. Enough, Ya Rasul of Allah. Allah has listened to you. Allah will answer you. Ista'in billah. You see the opportunity. You want to seize it. Go for it. But get Allah on your side. And the last step the Prophet ﷺ has given us to become al-mu'minul qawi, to become the strong believer. وَلَا تَعْجِزْ Don't give up. Just whatever you do, don't give up. Don't lose hope. Don't lose courage. Don't give up. There will be challenges along the way. Immediately after Ramadan, there will be all these impediments between you and that journey that you had chosen to take to Allah. لَا تَعْجِزْ Look at Sahaba. Now when it was time, and now when it came for them to move and proceed. وَلَا تَعْجَزْ What happened? They saw this huge, well-equipped army in front of them, 17th of Ramadan, Jum'ah, the occasion of Badr. They see this huge army. It seems insurmountable at times. How am I going to make it? I've decided, I've chosen the path. How am I going to make it? لا تعجز. Whatever you do, don't give up. Don't lose courage. A sahabi was told by the Prophet that if you are killed today in Badr, you go to Jannah. He had some dates in his hand. He says, eating these dates are going to waste too much of my time. Our Jannah. لا تعجز. Don't give up. Keep at it. Don't lose courage. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will get you to your destination. So step one, seize the opportunity. Step number two, get Allah on your side and ask Allah to help you achieve what it is that you want to achieve. And step number three, don't ever lose courage and give up. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala grant us the understanding. Wa akhiru da'wana alhamdulillahi rabbil alameen.